collaboration,
innovation,
the next idea.
The world doesn't stop. The world continues to change. So we as people need to change along with it.
This month, we're bringing you the series, Poetically Speaking, Exploring Michigan Poets and Their Work. Well, that poetry extends to innovation. Our latest essay for The Next Idea explores the concept of responsible innovation through haiku, the traditional Japanese poetry of three lines with 5, 7, and 5 syllables. Andrew Maynard is the director of the University of Michigan Risk Science Center, and he led a project last summer that compiled a book of haiku on responsible innovation. Hello, Andrew.
Hi, great to be here.
You probably are used to people going, what? Haiku, poetry, and innovation? And we've talked on The Next Idea about the overuse of that word innovation and some of the negative consequences of always being in pursuit of, an air quotes here, the next big thing. But we haven't looked at that idea of responsible innovation, especially through the lens of haiku. How did this come to be?
So actually, a group of us got together, and a lot of us had this same tiredness with the idea of innovation, or the word innovation, very overused. So partially we were there, a little jaded, trying to sort of think through sort of new ideas, come up with new concepts. But then the haiku thing was really weird as well. So you had a room of people thinking, what the heck just happened? But then we thought about it and we thought, actually, haiku are really great for getting into complex ideas and stimulating people to think about new approaches to, inverted commas, innovation.
Okay. Well, then you've pulled together a book that has haiku. I'm going to throw out one right now in this book, and here it is. Dreaming tomorrow, we see only yesterday, Silicon Valley.
One of my favorites.
What are you getting at with that one, Andrew?
So that was definitely one of my favorites because it captures this idea that almost anywhere in the country you go, apart from Silicon Valley, somebody seems to be trying to recreate Silicon Valley. We're doing it here in Michigan.
A lot.
And the thinking was, we should be doing something different. We should be doing something in Michigan, which is all about Michigan, not about California.
Okay. Right to the point. Now, in your essay for The Next Idea, you admit that it is quirky, and that's your word, to explore this concept of responsible innovation through this form of traditional Japanese poetry. So I really want to get to that moment when suddenly, boom, out came a piece of poetry. As you guys all got to, not guys, but as this, right, your whole group were together talking, what was that moment like? How did that happen?
So it happens over 2 or 3 stages. So first of all, we had an English expert on the panel. We got together a really eclectic group of people. And somewhere over the 2 days that we were discussing a lot of wide-ranging ideas, this guy threw a haiku into the conversation. It was one of those meetings where anything could happen and anything did. And we didn't think much of it, apart from the fact that the two of the drivers behind the meeting were a couple of Dutch designers. So this was an international collaboration. And in the Netherlands run an innovation kick at the moment. Everything has to be innovation. And these designers and artists thought, what does that mean for us? We innovate all the time, but we don't call it innovation. How on earth are we going to be part of this sort of innovation drive? So smart people that they were, they turned around to the Dutch government and said, give us some money and we'll tell you what innovation is.
Excellent. They got a grant.
They got a grant out of it. And so they came over and they helped us run this very innovative workshop. But at the time, the head of one of the parts of the European Union, who was a Dutch guy, was obsessive about haiku. It was his favorite poetic form. And so they were thinking sort of Dutch guy, European Union, sort of European Commission, haiku. There's a connection here. Mm. And the more we thought about it, the more we thought, this is a really crazy but really great idea. And there was one more step to this, which I found fascinating. So we were on about responsible innovation. So how do you innovate in a way where you're going to have outcomes which make money, obviously, but don't harm people and the environment? And we realized that we had some fantastic ideas, but we weren't world-leading experts in this area. There are other people that have written books about this, written really deep academic papers that nobody reads. And we realized if we did the same, if we wrote a paper or a white paper or a technical report after this, it may be great, but nobody would read it. So why not be innovative and write a book of haiku instead? And yeah. the beauty of this is that those little three-line poems stimulate individuals to think about what innovation means for them and what responsibility means for them. So we're not telling them what to do. We're giving them the seeds of creative thought.
What about you? What did you learn about this concept of responsible innovation through this whole process?
So one of the things that really resonated with me was that if you're looking at entrepreneurs, it's got to be built into the culture. You can't tell people how to innovate. You can't tell people how to create things, how to invent things. All you can do is help them think about how to do it better. So that really came through to me. How do you take that individual in a lab or that individual or group of people trying to get a startup going and give them a new way of thinking so that they can create a better, a longer-lasting product?
What do you think are the main issues that you address in this book that came out of this fascinating process with all of these eclectic people?
There are a number of issues, but at least some of them are encapsulated in the structure of the book. So the book is actually structured as a haiku. So you start off with pessimism, with us all pulling our hair out, thinking, what is this innovation thing anyway? Is this just a buzzword that is going nowhere? And when people are innovating, are they not really serving society? And then you got to the reflection bit where we thought, well, maybe there is something here. And the optimism bits where we began to look at how you can make sense of innovation, first of all, to solve really big, important problems, but then do that in a very successful way. So you're not only solving social, environmental problems, but you're also making a profit at the same time. So that was sort of one of the challenges and one of the opportunities that we really sort of delved into with this. But there was something else there as well, and this comes back to my academic work. When you come to technology innovation, we're facing a really big challenge because at the edge of technology innovation, we're creating things that we have no idea how to use safely. And the faster we do this, the greater the chances are of something going really wrong. So we've got to work out how to work out what the likely problems are ahead of them happening.
And you know, it's when I heard that you and I were going to be having this conversation, before I read your essay, I thought of the line in Jurassic Park that you actually put into your essay, which was Jeff Goldblum's character, Dr. Ian Malcolm, who we warned your scientists were so preoccupied with whether or not they could that they didn't stop to think they should.
Should, yes.
That was that. I remember that from seeing that thing back in 1990, and it hit, and that really, really says a lot.
And it really resonates with me.
Yeah.
And if you look back over the last 200 years, actually, we've had missteps with innovation, but we've dodged the bullet on many occasions. There are only so many times you can dodge that bullet before something really bad happens.
What is your favorite haiku in the book?
Some of my favorites are the ones that begin to look at how you make a connection between what people can do and what society gets really excited about. So there are a couple that really sort of focus on that. I'll read just one out, which is about the idea of telling stories. So this is, compelling stories reveal opportunities hidden by data. And I love the idea because if you're a tech geek, data is sort of your bread and butter.
Yes.
But it doesn't mean that much to other people, whether they're investors, whether they're consumers, customers, local communities.
You can see people's eyes glaze over.
That's right. But if you can tell stories about the data, things get really interesting. So another one, and again, this gets to the heart of what I do so much of the time with my academic work, which is also looking at thinking differently about risks. So this is, choosing among risks, we need imagination of lives yet unlived.
Mm, very good.
And I love the idea of thinking about future generations and thinking how innovation now is going to serve them.
And drilling into the idea of the next idea and looking at Michigan, why should we in Michigan be concerned with understanding what this idea of responsible innovation is?
The biggest challenge, I think, is in any area of innovation now, it's harder to get something to market and ensure that that's going to be successful without thinking of a much wider range of drivers than are you just technologically successful. And so you've got the society around you, you've got regulation around you, you've got unanticipated consequences of creating something which is going to harm the environment. the smart innovators are the ones that at least think through these consequences up front. So if they've got a range of ways in which they can innovate, in which they can actually develop a new product, they can choose the one which is more likely to be acceptable to people, more likely to solve real problems within society, more likely to resonate with people enough so that they actually make a profit out of it, mm-hmm. but it actually solves somebody's problem.
And as you say, looking ahead to the lives unlived.
That's exactly it. And of course, it's a global challenge. But if you look at what we're doing with innovation at the moment in Michigan, it's very relevant to making sure that Michigan both stays on the map and gets bigger on the innovation map.
Andrew Maynard's essay is on the Next Idea page. Just go to michiganradio.org. And we have put up more of the haiku from that project that he pulled together, exploring responsible innovation through haiku. And we invite you, feel free to share your own haiku. Who knows what could come from this innovation. Mm-hmm. Andrew is the director of the University of Michigan Risk Science Center. Pleasure to talk with you. Thank you so much.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.